Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3481BN. Today's date is October 22nd, 2024, and the title of the episode is, At a Certain Point, the Election Becomes Too Big to Rig. Trump Says MAGA Close to 200 Million. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they're already beginning the narrative that we're not going to know the results for either 3, 4, 5, even up to 13 days. So they're telling you exactly what they're planning to do. They're waiting for the ballots to come in. And remember, this is a ballot election. It's not a voting election. Trump, I do believe he already has the votes. The D's, they got to make up all these votes with the ballots. And Trump once said, at a certain point, the election becomes too big to rig. And Trump and team, they're telling everyone to go out and vote early. And a lot of people are questioning voting early. Think about what voting early actually does. First of all, your vote is locked in. If you go to the polling centers during the election, and you're dealing with the machines, they can have the machines break down. The machines can't feed in your ballot. The machines could have trouble, spit it back, and you can't vote in that voting center. And if there's 1,000 people, 2,000 people waiting to vote there, they have to drive around to try to find a different place, which is very, very interesting. And if they just accept your ballot and they don't put it through the machine, they could just discard it altogether. The other thing that voting early does, it gives us a count. Remember, if this is an election that deals with ballots, I'm not talking about votes. We know how many people voted. You know how many Republicans have voted. You know how many Democrats have voted, which means when the deep state tries to cheat and they try to use the ballots, the numbers aren't going to make sense. For example, if you had 250 million people in this country, and you had 200 million of them vote, and the Republicans voted, Democrats voted, and we got those vote totals, and then all of a sudden, the deep state decided, okay, we're going to bring in the ballots, and they brought in 150 million ballots. Where did they get them from? Because we already know the people already voted. So this is going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state players. And if you notice, you can already see who's winning, who's losing, which is also going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state players. Remember, if you don't vote, the deep state players can use your name and switch your vote. So those people say, well, I don't want to vote because it's all fixed. Well, guess what? You're assisting them if you don't vote, because then your name is free. They could use it. They could use Social Security number. This is how their system works. Now, what's very interesting is that Trump, he was on the Undertaker's podcast, and he actually let everyone know that MAGA has about 200 million people. Now, think about this. Going back a little bit in time, when we had the 2020 election, Trump had between, 70 and 85 million people or so. Now he's letting us know that we're very, very close to 200 million, which means it's going to be very, very difficult for the deep state to rig this election, because at a certain point, the election becomes too big to rig. So I do believe Trump, the Patriots, what they're doing right now is they're making it completely and utterly impossible for them to actually cheat the way they did back in 2020. Because I do believe what Trump wants to do, he wants to show the people how the election system is not secure, how the election system can be manipulated. Now, once again, is it really foreign governments that are manipulating the election, or is it the deep state manipulating the election? Remember, we have already know that these machines, everyone knows the passwords. We know that most of the time they're connected to the internet. We know that the machines can swap votes, and we've already seen data and proof that there were other countries involved in accessing the machines. So I do believe in the end, Trump wants to prove to everyone that the election systems aren't secure the way they're saying. Plus, he wants to make it very, very difficult for them to cheat in the election by using the ballots the way they did before. Because again, if you know how they cheat and you know the methods of cheating and you know how their systems work, you can put up roadblocks, you can come up with countermeasures to force them down a different path. And I do believe as they shut the elections down and they realize that, wait a minute, I know we're waiting for the ballots, but there's no way we can do this. It's not going to make sense. The numbers are already out there. People voted early. We never expected that to happen. Actually, Trump countered all of that, and his team countered all of that by telling people to go vote early, which is another roadblock. And this is going to be very, very difficult to do because people are going to see that we brought the ballots in and the numbers don't add up. And a lot of people are going to question the elections this way. So I do believe he's leading them down this path where they're not going to use that method. They're going to try. The elections probably will be delayed a little bit. But while we're waiting, I do believe during this process, their week-long election, which was never supposed to be, I do believe they're going to say that the election systems were accessed somehow. They were manipulated somehow. And even though you see the totals, because you could see the totals in real time, even though that Trump is winning and everyone knows he's winning, I do believe they're going to try to use the excuse that the elections were manipulated, which means something has to be done to either do it over or we count the ballots that are there that weren't shoved into the machines. Or, as Karma Patriot said, maybe there's a national election referendum. Let's talk about protecting our health. The world feels like it's on the edge right now. Tensions over the upcoming election, economic instability, supply chain shortages, and health threats popping up left and right. With talk of a new pandemic on the horizon, if you're waiting for the medical industrial complex to protect you and your family when things go sideways, you're making a huge mistake. You have to take action and be prepared. That's why I want to tell you about the Wellness Company's Contagion Emergency Kit. It's a lifesaver put together by real experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. And inside the package, you get medications like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and even a nebulizer. These are critical medications to treat respiratory illness and so much more, especially heading into flu season. Can you imagine when you or a loved one need life-saving medication? Are you really going to take the risk being told no? Don't let anyone play gatekeeper with your health. Just a few clicks and the kit is delivered right to your door. This is peace of mind for you and your family in uncertain times. I have my kit and now you can get yours by heading to twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to get $30 off and free shipping. That's twc.health/x22 and use code x22 for $30 off and free shipping. Don't wait for the next crisis to hit. Be ready, not reactive. Get your kit today and take control of your health. Or just click on the link in the description. And maybe we use the SAVE Act, which is going to be very interesting. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in this report. But first, you could see the deep state players, what they're doing right now. They are trying to bring in as many illegals as possible, because they know they need more and more people. I don't believe they're going to ever be, they will be able to make up the difference. And they're bringing them in, not just for the elections, but they're also doing it to replace the American people, to create chaos. And in the end, if you know their plan, they want to make this country a third world country, and they want to get rid of the Constitution. They don't want people here that are loyal to the Constitution, that want to follow the rule of law. This is why they're bringing all of these people in here. And with just 15 days left until the presidential election, the large group of illegals are marching up to this country. And once again, right before the election, and they're saying they want to get in here before there's a winner. Maybe the winner is Trump and they have to be removed from this country. So they want to get in here before the elections, which is very, very interesting. And really think about it. Think about what the deep state players have been doing for all the illegals. They've been using our money to pay for everything. So basically, they're bringing in their occupying force. They're taking the people's money who live here, and they're paying for their occupied force to go up against the American people. So we're paying for their army. We're paying to be occupied. Really think about that for a second. And go back a little bit in time. Remember when Obama came out with the Affordable Care Act, which was not affordable? And think about what they did back then. The Democrats voted to fine every American citizen for not buying insurance and then conspired to give it to illegal aliens for free. That sums them up completely. But you can see the deep state players, they are all panicking right now. Think about all the different musicians, Hollywood people, rappers, they're all coming to the side of Kamala. Eminem, Bruce Springsteen, Mark Hamill, Lizzo, you name it. They're all coming out of the Jennifer Gardner, another one. They're all coming out of the woodwork. They're all on our side saying, yeah, we support her. Usher said during The View, you know, if you're going to vote, that's your personal business. I'm not going to tell you to vote. And then all of a sudden, Diddy got arrested, and all of a sudden, he's on Kamala's side. So you could see that all these people that were hiding in the dark, they've been brought out into the light. And they're panicking right now because they know their entire world that they've been involved with is about to fall apart. And every day that passes, it gets worse and worse for them. What we've just come to learn is that the ex-CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch was arrested in South Florida, and he faces sex trafficking-related charges brought by federal prosecutors in New York. And this comes 1 year after Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries was accused of running a giant sex trafficking ring that exploited young men who wanted to become models for the brand, which is very, very interesting. So when you really think about it, you have Epstein Island, you have Diddy, you have Abercrombie & Fitch, and you have many, many others who are involved in the pedo networks, involved in sex trafficking, involved in all this. Actually, if you're starting to notice a pattern that's going on right now. And I do believe, and I agree with Julian Drum, all of this is connected to who? Rachel Chandler. Julian Drum put this out and said, Rachel Chandler is the connective tissue between Epstein and Diddy. And that reminds me of a couple of posts. Post 1055, April 6, 2018. There's a picture of Rachel Chandler and Bill Clinton. And it says, Epstein's plane. Who is she? Follow friends. Friends lead to others. Open source. And then we have post 3136, March 20th, 2019. And Anon put a picture up of Rachel Chandler. And down below it says, Chandler, child handler. These people are sick. If their records become unsealed, much will be revealed. Watch the news for Rachel Chandler. I do believe that's the next thing we're going to start to see. And I do believe that it might come out, yes, before the election, maybe. But I think it's definitely going to come out after the election. And then you're going to see the connections between Rachel Chandler and all of these people. Post 3156, March 20th, 2019. Ray Chandler equals Allison Mack times 100. And yes, I think people are going to be absolutely, utterly surprised when all of this comes out. Remember, the Trump War Room just the other day said, human trafficking, sex trafficking, it's as easy as ordering a pizza. Bringing in the word pizza into all of this, which I do believe it's going to actually fill in all the blanks for Pizzagate. Liz Crokin has been reporting on this for a very, very long time. She has all the different code words that they use, how they put it together, how they order the pizza. And I think we're going to see a lot of this come out as time goes on. And all the conspiracies, once again, are going to be proven correct. Now, the other thing that we could see is that the deep state players, they don't want all this to come out. And when they feel that they've lost complete control, what are they going to do? They're going to try to start a war. And this is what they are doing. It's part of their 16-year plan because, remember, they want to bring us into their Great Reset. They want depopulation. They want to remove the Constitution. And they want to cover up all their crimes. What better way than to have a distraction? If there is a war, which I don't believe there's going to be one, I do believe Trump is going to usher in peace, but we might hit the precipice where it looks like we're very, very close to war. I do believe they want to use war to cover everything up because after the war, is anyone going to care? No, all of it just completely and utterly disappears. It's almost like 9/11. When the money went missing and Rumsfeld was in the spotlight, the next day we had 9/11. Does anyone remember what happened to the money? Did anyone investigate Rumsfeld? Did anyone even do anything? No, because it's a distraction. And this is what this war is going to be used for. It's one gigantic distraction. But what's very interesting is you could see that the Biden administration, they're trying to help Iran as best they possibly can. Of course, we have people within the administration leaking out the information. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Obama. But anyhow, we could see that they're even trying to drone Netanyahu, assassinate him, and they've been trying to arrest him. And what's very interesting is that the International Criminal Court have confirmed this weekend that they've been made aware of an alleged accusation of sexual harassment against a top prosecutor, Karim Khan, who himself denied any wrongdoing and suggested he and his family had faced targeted harassment themselves. Now, what's very interesting about this individual, he is the ICC prosecutor seeking to prosecute Netanyahu. And now he is in the crosshairs. If you notice, there's a pattern with all these people. Remember, all these people are criminals. All these people have done these things. And they're either blackmailed, bribed, they caught them in compromising positions, and they have something on all these people. And all these people are part of the criminal syndicate. And it's very easy to investigate and find out what they have done. Remember, the deep state holds all of this back until these people fall out of line. Or if these people testify against them, or if these people go against them, then they use their crimes, their fetishes, or whatever else they've done against them. But we could see that someone is definitely leaking the information out of the White House, and they're sending it over to Iran to let everyone know what Israel's plans are. And Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: U.S. leaked highly confidential documents from Israel. May have come from Defense Department. Israel has been seriously damaged and compromised by this. Wartime strategy and data probably came from the Defense Department. Must find the leakers. Israel no longer wants to share documents with the U.S., and who can blame them? So now Israel is not going to share anything. They're going to go about their mission, and the deep state players, they're going to be in the dark. It actually kind of works out for Israel and the Patriots, because now they can actually push their missions, and the deep state players have no idea what their target is, who they're going after. And this is going to be a disaster for the deep state players, if you really think about it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Liz Cheney, since she's been communicating with Cassidy Hutchinson, Cassidy Hutchinson has lied. Now, Liz Cheney is in the crosshairs right now, and people are questioning, well, wait a minute. She was communicating with a witness. She received information. It's all fake. She did it using encrypted apps. What is really going on here? So American First Legal, they filed a bar complaint on behalf of Stephen Pazantino against Liz Cheney for secret communications with J6 Committee witness Cassidy Hutchinson. And the report states, according to text messages between Hutchinson and Farrah Griffin obtained by the subcommittee, Cheney agreed to communicate with Hutchinson through Farrah Griffin. However, it appears that Cheney knew communicating with Hutchinson while Hutchinson was represented by an attorney and a subject of the Select Committee's investigation without going through Hutchinson's attorney would be unethical. And now they're looking to have Cheney disbarred. Now they're looking to bring her up on charges. So this is very, very interesting as we move forward. But you can see the deep state players, they're panicking. Liz Cheney, she's on tour with Kamala Harris. She actually doesn't like Kamala Harris, but again, she's trying to save herself. So she doesn't really care. She's always part of the Uniparty, and she's trying to save the criminal syndicate. And this is why these people are coming out of the woodwork. We see Eminem right now. He is now going to be joining Obama for Kamala Harris rally in Michigan. And remember, Eminem continually calls Trump a racist. Those people that scream the most have the most to lose. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is this reminds me of post 3137, March 20th, 2019. There's a picture of Ray Chandler and Eminem. And down below it says Eminem. This one case has the ability to bring down the many rich and powerful people, those who scream the loudest. And these people are screaming the loudest. And Mark Cuban is also screaming very, very loud. Now, it looks like he's starting to see the writing on the wall, because Mark Cuban says he would be willing to work with Trump administration if asked. And what's very interesting about this is we know that he knows Kamala is going to lose. She doesn't have the votes, and he's trying to protect himself. And he's pretty much saying that, hey, I know Kamala's going to lose, and I'm hoping Trump will take my call because I will help him out. I don't think Trump is going to want his help whatsoever. Now, the other thing that we see is that Kamala, she decided to do a town hall. And this was on CNN, and Maria Shriver, she was hosting it. And an audience member asked, hey, will we be asking questions? And she said, you're not. Unfortunately, we have some predetermined questions. So that means they gave her the questions, they gave her the answer, and the audience cannot ask anything, because how would she be able to answer? She wouldn't, because these are questions that are coming out of nowhere, and she won't have the teleprompter, she won't have the answer, she didn't practice. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And you could see Liz Cheney, she's along for the ride. She's part of the Uniparty, and she's trying to save herself. She's trying to save the criminal syndicate. And Liz Cheney never liked Kamala Harris. Look what Dan Scavino found going back in a little bit in time here. And this is from Liz Cheney on Twitter. Kamala Harris is a radical liberal who would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, and expose the size and power of the federal government. She wants to recreate America in the image of what's happening on the streets of Portland and Seattle. We won't give her the chance. That's interesting. Now she just changed her mind. Now she's incredible. Well, of course, she knows that Trump is going to expose the entire criminal syndicate. So what does she have to do? She has to go to the side of Kamala Harris. Remember, it's a uniparty. And she has to protect the criminal syndicate. She was most likely instructed to do this. And you could see every step of the way, what has she been trying to do? She's been trying to stop Trump. But every time she tries to stop Trump, it actually backfires on her. And it exposes her every step of the way. And what are the people seeing? They're seeing that she has broken the law. She tried to get Trump. She manipulated the video. She deleted the evidence to cover up what they have done. Remember that the whole Unselect Committee was to prove that Trump had the insurrection, and they were going to try to use this to usher in the 14th Amendment to say he could never, ever hold office again. But it all completely and utterly failed around them. And now they're caught hiding all the evidence. It's absolutely amazing. And it's completely amazing how Kamala is able to raise so much money. Well, we know how she's doing it. It's all money laundering. And they're laundering the money into Act Blue. Remember, Ken Paxton, he uncovered a large number of suspicious donations made through obscured identities, untraceable means, and they're using these debit cards. And they're using people's names over and over and over and over. They're laundering the money into Kamala's campaign. Liz Harrington responded to this and said, if you're wondering how Kamala can raise $1 billion in 3 months, straw donations are systematically being made using false identities through untraceable payment methods. If they do it with donations, you better believe it, they'll do it with votes. Absolutely. It's all part of the same exact system. But you can see the deep state players, they realize that Kamala doesn't have the base. Remember, we've been talking about this for quite a while. To cheat in the election with ballots, you need to at least get some votes, and you need your base behind you. Kamala doesn't have the base behind her, which means they're going to have to come up with an astronomical number of ballots to make up the difference. Talk about our health. Countless Americans will waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, but failing because they missed the real problem, which is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. Let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. This is why I take this Magic Secret powder to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This product is highly effective because it combines the top five critical important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description. Which is going to be very, very difficult. And I do believe they're already putting the narrative out there to try to convince people that maybe Kamala's not the right candidate. Maybe we need to be looking for somebody else. Now, again, all they're doing is putting doubt into people's minds. Why would they do this in this late stage of the game? Why would you decide to put doubt? And what I'm talking about is that The Hill and many other fake news publications said, what if Joe Biden was the better candidate all along? So basically, they're trying to tell you that maybe Kamala's not the right person. Maybe Joe Biden was better, but we can't bring Joe Biden back. Maybe we need somebody else. Why would they put doubt in people's minds who are looking at Kamala or maybe deciding to vote for Kamala? Now they see this article and they start to question, Wait, was Joe Biden better? Is there something wrong with Kamala? Or do we need someone better? Because again, a lot of people now are starting to see that the poll numbers are in favor of Trump. People are starting to see that she can't answer questions. People are starting to see that the interviews that she does, they are edited, just like CBS. And people are starting to question all of this, which is very, very interesting. So the question is, why are they putting doubt into people's minds? Are they trying to formulate this narrative moving forward that, hey, she's not the person, we need to bring someone else in? Let's see what happens. Do they have time to do this? Well, time is ticking down. I wouldn't put anything past them because remember, they're desperate right now. They know the internal poll numbers. They know the real ones. They know what's going on. They know how many ballots they need. They know how many people are early voting right now. They're in trouble. So that means they will use any method that they can to try to cheat, delay, and steal the election. They will try anything. And this is why they're out there putting out these articles saying, in some states, we may not know the winner on election night. That's okay. Storm has arrived, responded to this and said, oh my God, the establishment is in such a panic that a group of Democrat senators released a report last night trying to convince the American people that it's totally normal that we're not going to have the election results on election night. Look at the headline of the third page of the report below. In some states, we may not know the winner of the election night. That's okay. No, it's not okay. They really think we're stupid. The Harris campaign is imploding and they have no choice but to stop Trump at all costs. It's not going to happen. And you could see that there are states now. We know Michigan, we know Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. They're all out there letting everyone know that we might not know the vote totals on election day. We might have 2, 3, 4, 5 days and we might find out later on. If you look at Arizona, we have Stephen Richer. He's explaining that they might take 13 days to count them all after the election day. I mean, really think about that for a second. Does that make any sense? So they're letting us know that it might go 13 days out, which means they need a lot of ballots. See, if it was just a couple of ballots and they were very, very close, they would just need 1 or 2 days. But if you're talking about 5 days or 13 days, they need a lot, which means the election is coming to a point where it's just too big to rig, especially with the early voting. But DC Drano, he responded to this and said the following. Florida is the third most populous state and has almost all their ballot counted on election night. Arizona's corrupt Stephen Richer says Arizona will need almost 2 weeks to count their ballots. This is disgusting, and there's only one reason they take this long, to rig it. Absolutely. And we can see Georgia is doing the same exact thing, where they're saying, hey, we got to wait for the overseas ballots. Now, once again, early voting, when you know the count and you see that they're telling us there's 25% of the votes coming from Georgia, all of these ballots that they're going to be bringing in aren't going to make sense because we know that pretty much the population of the country. So they're going to have to go over and above the population of the country. And these numbers will not make sense in the end. But you can see they're prepping for all of this because this is the method that they're going to try to use in the beginning. And we have the Secretary of State of Georgia, Brad Raffensperger. It looks like he got caught secretly soliciting millions in what appears to be a desperate attempt to control Georgia's 2024 election. Kyle Jane Kremer, Executive Director of Women for America First, revealed the shocking details of Raffensperger's private email sent to trial lawyers across the state. In a blatant abuse of power, Raffensperger allegedly used his personal Gmail and cell number to ask for a jaw-dropping $5 million by November 1st to fund his mysterious election defense fund, which was created last year. But let's be real, it's not about defending elections, it's about weaponizing power against those fighting for election integrity. In his email, Raffensperger claims that his 501c4 organization is dedicated to protecting this year's election results, targeting local officials who may delay certification, but this is nothing more than a cover-up for silencing the brave patriots standing up against election fraud. Kremer did some digging and uncovered an even more shocking revelation. Ryan Germany, Raffensperger crony and the man overseeing the Fulton County election audit, sits on the board of this so-called election defense fund. She said, when I dug into election defense fund, I was even more shocked to find Ryan Germany on the board of the C4 EDF organization that was created in October 2023. He is listed as the secretary of EDF, the same Ryan Germany who is supposed to be overseeing the Fulton County election as the auditor, the same Ryan Germany who was involved in the corruption of 2020. That tells you everything you need to know right there. Liz Harrington put this out in response to all of this and says, how does Brad Raffensperger know the results in Georgia are going to be close? Simultaneously, he demands election board members certify the results or else. It's almost as if he thinks the outcome is predetermined. Yeah, because they know how many ballots are going to be brought in. They think they're going to do what they did last time. But I think this time around, it's going to be very, very difficult. And we can see that early voting is making it very, very difficult for them. Eric Daugherty put this out and said, Nevada Republicans now lead the early vote with mail included. Absolutely unprecedented in a presidential year. Republicans, 96,858. Democrats, 88,983. Election Wizard says the following. The noticeable surge in Trump's odds on betting sites is due not only to favorable polls, but also to early voting trends, which generally show Democrats underperforming in the vote by mail and early vote. Does that mean those people that were Democrats, are they now voting for Trump? Maybe, maybe not. This is very, very interesting. But we could see that the media right now, they are prepping the people for a delayed election. They want people to accept it, so they're preparing the narrative. But with the early voting, this is going to make it very, very difficult for them to create these ballots. Remember, they're not votes. They're pre-printed ballots. And Mark Halperin, he says, if early voting trend continues, Trump is going to win. He says, if this continues, Trump can't lose because the Democrats can't possibly do well enough on Election Day. The 2020 election is a difficult benchmark to extrapolate to date, but the data appears to be in favor of Trump. Early voting will help to ensure votes are counted on time. Early voting makes it harder to steal the election. Less people going to the polls, the harder it is to rig the machine so people's votes do not count. Remember, they're counting the votes now. They know how many people voted. They know how many are in the country. This was done on purpose so people can see the numbers. So it makes it very, very difficult for the deep state players to actually create the ballots that they need. And Trump, he let everyone know that the MAGA movement is around 200 million people right now. And he said this when he was speaking to The Undertaker on his podcast, 6 Feet Under. So this is very, very interesting because if it is 200 million people, we're at the point where this election is too big to rig. And I do believe Trump is looking at his internal polls and he knows how many people are on his side. And I do believe you're going to see this during this election. And I do believe this is why Trump has now trapped them in all this, because I think in the end, he wants a fair, transparent election, not using their machines, not using their cheating systems, but using paper ballots. And Karma Patriot brought up a very important point about how this might be done. And this is what she put out on Truth. Real Donald Trump wins in a landslide on November 5th, but Dems claim massive foreign election interference. So in order to reform elections, Trump offers a nationwide referendum presidential election. Vote Trump or Harris, nationwide election, on paper ballots, no machines, hand counts, same day results. It would be a way for Trump to prove that machines can't be trusted and show people he won in an historic landslide. We accomplish this by flooding the vote to overcome any cheating that comes from within. In November 2020, Trump made it crystal clear that we prevented foreign interference in the 2020 election, meaning 2020 was rigged by the deep state, so they are relying on the voters to swamp the cheating. But Dems will try to blame Trump's win on machines and foreign interference, which coincidentally is the perfect excuse for same-day paper ballot elections. She refers to his tweet going back to November 17, 2020. He says, the only thing secure about our 2020 election was that it was virtually impenetrable by foreign powers. On that, the Trump administration takes great credit. Unfortunately, the radical left, Democrats, Dominion, and others were perhaps more successful. Basically letting everyone know that it wasn't foreign interference. The election was rigged within the country using the ballots, using the machines. They're the ones who have caused it. So that is very, very interesting. So think about the SAVE Act that was passed by the House. Can the SAVE Act that was passed by the House be used in the nationwide referendum presidential election? Now, of course, if there's an event and the election infrastructure was hit during this period of counting, you know, because they said it's going to take, you know, 3, 5, 13 days, and they say that the elections was manipulated and it shows that the Trump was winning. And of course, Trump's going to say, well, I won. And the deep state's going to say, no, you didn't. And Trump's going to say, well, yeah, I did. Look, they're going to say the election's manipulated because a foreign government interfered in the election and they helped you. And Trump could say, okay, if we want to find out who really won, why don't we do it over? Why don't we have a national referendum? Now, of course, the deep state, they're probably going to want to push back. But this might be brought up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court say, you know something? Maybe we should. We do have the SAVE Act. We were attacked. We don't know what's happening with the elections because the machines aren't operating the way they're supposed to. And at this point, we might see the Senate and even either Kamala Harris or Biden sign the SAVE Act because the people of this country are saying, well, we were just attacked. We need to make sure that the people vote. We need to make sure that only Americans vote. And we need to do this on paper in one day. So think about that for a second. So the SAVE Act's primary aim is to prevent non-citizens from voting, which could theoretically apply to any type of federal election, including a referendum. Direct voting. If a presidential election were structured as a referendum, where the public directly votes on a specific issue or candidate without an intermediate electoral college process, the SAVE Act's requirement would still apply. This means each individual voter would need to have registered with proof of citizenship, aligning with the Act's objective. The Act would ensure that only those registered under its guidelines could participate, which would include voting in a referendum-style presidential election. So if the SAVE Act were to become law, it would apply to a nationwide referendum for a presidential election by ensuring only U.S. citizens could participate in the voting process. So is this a way to get around the cheating system? Is this a way to show the American people that they are the majority? The machines manipulate the election. And will the people look at this and go, holy crap, Trump won by a lot. All these polls, everything that they've been telling us, it's all fake. And they said he didn't win, but he won. But now that we use paper, he won by a lot. I do believe Trump, in the end, he would love to give the deep state players the finger saying, look, I got all the people. I have the majority. I think at this point in time, the entire country would just be red. He would have all the electoral votes. Think about Ronald Reagan, how he won during the election. I do believe Trump pretty much wants the same thing. Now, this doesn't mean that this is just going to happen in the next, you know, 3 days during the election. I do believe the deep state players are going to try to put this off as long as possible. I do believe they're going to try to delay as long as possible. I do believe there's going to be a lot of lawsuits, just like we saw with Bush and Gore. Remember, nobody knew who the president was. Well, we did have a president until January 20th. Nobody knew who the president-elect was during this period of time. So will we see days or weeks where we don't know who the president is? Maybe. But you could see the deep state players, they are definitely being pushed in a certain direction, down a certain path. And I do believe that the deep state, eventually what's going to happen is they won't be able to cheat the way they cheated in 2020, which means they're going to try to use a cyber attack. They're going to try to use the foreign government. Remember, this is all connected to bringing us to war. So this is all connected. It's also connected to bringing down the financial institutions. So I do believe in the end, the cyber attack is going to be used for all of this because you can use this invisible enemy. They love using invisible enemies. The virus was invisible. A solar flare would be invisible. A cyber attack is invisible. So they can use an invisible enemy or an invisible attack, and they could just tell you that this is happening, and they just want you to believe it. So they're going to tell you the financial institutions, they were hit. Oh, look, the national infrastructure, that was hit. We're being cyber attacked by a foreign government. Now, how do you know we are? You don't. It's an invisible enemy. Did you see the virus floating around you? No, they just told you how many people were getting sick. They just told you how many people were dying. They love invisible enemies. They love it because they don't have to prove anything. They could just make numbers up. And they love that type of enemy. So I do believe they'll most likely use a cyber attack. And they will say that even though it says Trump won, even though he's saying he won, he didn't win. And I do believe that's when the fun starts. That's when people start to realize that we are truly are the majority. And I do believe this is when people start to really wake up and they see that we are the majority. And I do believe eventually we will go to paper one-day voting and voter ID. And this has the deep state players panic like we've never seen before. And I do believe their plan is not going to go the way they think it's going to go. Just like everything that they have done, it's not going the way they thought it was going to go. They brought in Kamala. It's not going the way they thought. They opened the borders. They destroyed the economy. They're bringing us to war. That just woke people up. Everything that they're doing is actually destroying themselves. And in the end, after this election, they will complete the destruction and the people will see the truth. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.